Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, Augusta.
Welcome back. Another edition of Stroud Locast.
Wow.
We are back. We are back. We are back. Man, we getting the sponsors coming through, man.
Tweaked.
Tweaked Audio. Make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com. Put in the code SOLC. Receive 33% off your purchase of the headphones. They have mics on them. They have wireless, different colors, all kinds of different things. So definitely sure y'all go to tweakedaudio.com. Get your headphones.
Get your No Limit camouflage. Get your No Limit camouflage headphones. For you, bub. That's for you. I know you listening.
And we're not gonna let you do that. You get free shipping, lifetime guarantee as well.
33% off.
33% off. Shipping. You can't beat it.
You cannot beat it.
With a stick. Like, definitely keep hitting us up on our email, straightolc@gmail.com, as well as hitting us up on iTunes with reviews. We got a couple more reviews today from iTunes.
Cool.
People keep emailing us, shouting us out, also on our voicemail.
Voicemail, call us.
I know our voicemail sounds like we got a secretary or something like that.
Or an international number. Yeah, it does sound like an international number, though.
It does. The number is 641-715-3900, and the extension is 870-425. So definitely iTunes, Stitcher, all the reviews, all that stuff that all helps out the show and the momentum that we're going with. All right, we're going to go to the mailbag real quick. First mailbag is from Tangent Soul. He says, just wondering if you guys ever go to Sweetie Pies. If so, how was the food? P.S., this is absolutely my favorite podcast. Keep banging. Shout out to Tangent Soul for that email. Yeah, we all go to Sweetie Pies.
Yeah, we've had Daryl's actually really good friends with...
Well, if you go to episode 61...
The fact we had, that he remembers that.
Yeah, I had looked it up when I read his email before.
Cool.
I knew.
All right, cool.
This ain't just off the top of the dome.
I like, this is the bionic man.
No. Episode 61, we had Janae from Sweetie Pies on the show, so... Yeah. And then we having Tim come on soon, too, so...
Yeah, dear friends of the show. So, yeah, we eat at Sweetie Pies all the time. Support them. And the new music video, the Sweetie Pie.
Do the Sweetie Pie. It's definitely out. It's a line dance, right?
Yeah. It's a local dance, man.
All right. We have some iTunes reviews as well coming up as soon as iTunes pops up for me. But Teddy, how's your week been, though, since while we wait for this?
Hey, man, it's been cool. Real cool. I wanted to get down to... You know what, let me just go ahead and bash on myself for a second. Before Javon and somebody else, I just want to get down to the Hispanic Festival down there. It's going on through the weekend. I didn't get a chance to stop. But maybe I'll make it on my way to the Rams.
When they had the Capoeira Festival, definitely had to be there.
That's how you know. When you see a booth just that's solely out there for...
Brazilians.
Or pink oil moisturizer, you know that we're going to be in the building.
You know what? We should go ahead and holler at... who makes that? Luster?
Yeah.
We just need to send your picture, your hair aerodynamically, and be like, hey.
Loyal customer for 25 years.
Naturally, too. Y'all can lie and say it was him.
Sweated. I'd show him all the pillowcases I've ruined.
All right, so we iTunes reviews. First one is from Medje Combe. I don't know if you can read this correctly.
Is that Brazilian or Capoeira?
Medje Combe?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Medje Combe?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll go with
I love the commentary and the fact that everyone on the show doesn't always agree with each other. Bibbs had me rolling. He needs to do a show in Chicago or Milwaukee. Big ups. Peace. I actually think Javon's doing a show coming up next month with Damn Fool, I think.
Yeah, up in
coming
Chicago.
Up in
yeah,
Chicago,
yeah.
Coming up soon.
He'll be here shortly.
Yeah, he'll be here shortly.
He's taking the jackass route.
Right, you know. next one's from Carl K. Funky Fresh. I heard about the show through the Black Hole Tips and been listening from episode 85. Y'all are too funny and funky fresh with the format, content, and delivery. Keep up the good work, and it's the least I could do to support the SOLC movement. Thank you, Carl K. And also, we're having the Joel Osteen Telethon. Supported by Joel Osteen, Benny Hinn, TD Jakes, all those. If you go to straightolc.podbean.com and put the donate button right there, throw some little money in there, though. Shout out to people that have been donating already.
Yeah.
We're getting closer and closer to the strippers in the live show. So,
side note, Joel Osteen, TD Jakes.
Benny Hinn.
And Benny Hinn and what Creflo Dollar actually do not support the show. So I don't want Daryl getting us caught up or being struck down or Tyler Perry Benny to come down Hinn. Here and lay hands on us.
We got to be a part of Benny Hinn for the Strike Us Down. You saw the Street Fighter video.
Wait, that's true. I did see the Street Fighter video. I don't know if I want him to touch me with that dirty jacket. But that's cool. Yeah, keep giving. We appreciate all the reviews. Thanks for calling. Voicemails. What was the other thing we just got through covering?
Emails, iTunes reviews.
Okay.
I know we ask y'all to do a lot, but this is the only thing we do at the beginning of the show. The rest of the show, no more advertisements.
Right. Shout out to Rodimus, too.
Yeah, shout out to Rodimus Prime and everybody over at the Blackout Tips. They always showing us love and doing their thing. They actually had gotten to a little podcast beef the last couple
we
weeks.
I wonder if we're going to discuss
that. I don't know.
I don't know if it's our place. You know what? We'll let Rod handle that.
We're kind of like Iceland.
we're extremely neutral.
We have not even neutral. Nobody even gives a care about us that much.
So we over here popping off.
We're not Iceland. We're like Beirut, because nobody wants to bomb on us.
Right.
Because they bomb on us, it's gonna be
a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, but nobody...
I think, and that reason I told Rod too though. I think they bomb on him though because it's his wife and his team, and it's not like a team of like. People.
But he has so many followers, though. Like,
yeah,
I'm saying
I think it's easier to come at his show because it's him and his wife, and it's not like a male, overly male
dominated
show. Though, if it was, though, you know, you'd have something going on. Like, it'd be easier to run up on Ashford and Simpson, you know, because he's with his wife. You know, but you can't run up on Junior Mafia, you know, same with Biggie.
That's true, right?
Even Lil Kim's the only girl, but it's like eight other dudes. So
that's true.
It don't matter. True. But let's introduce our guest. This is a special, special guest we definitely have. I know we say that all the time.
No, you say that.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
But this one actually is really a special guest. This brother brings some great acts to St. Louis.
Quite.
I mean, first time I met him, we sat there for like an hour and a half just talking about underground hip-hop. And we only talked business for 2 minutes out of the hour and a half. He was like, okay, cool, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Man, you know what? I'm trying to think about bringing Digital Planets here at Ladybug. You know they call Ladybug Mecca now. And I was like, damn, he know his shit. So I was like, Chris, man, we ended up just kept a good relationship. Now he's got the Mobb Deep Alchemist concert coming. Alchemist also doing an event at the Kranz Arts Center Thursday. What day is
that? That's right, that's right. How you guys doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me here today. We got Alchemist at the Kranzberg Arts Center doing a nice Q&A discussion hosted by Tef Poe.
That's going to
be the big Mobb Deep concert. We got Prodigy and Alchemist opening up. We got Rocky Knuckles, Tef Poe, Jai Davis, Stan the Man, Nappy DJ Needles. That's going to be September 19th at 2720 Cherokee, man. Check it.
Okay, all right. Tev, so what do you think about this Mobb Deep show coming up?
I'm excited. That's on the 19th. I gotta make.
Are they gonna fight though? Because I know they've been going through their beef story.
I'm a little nervous.
How do you ask?
I mean, honestly though.
I mean, the tour poster is pretty fierce. You know, they don't look happy. So
I was like, I'm always worried about when groups try to come back together right after a beef and they don't let like a year or two happen. They came back too fast. I felt like to come back together.
I think everything's gonna be okay. They got. You know, some security on both sides are going to be traveling with them, so they'll be okay.
Really? So they basically have their own two crews?
They are traveling as crews. I mean, you've got Prodigy and Alchemist doing a thing.
So they're doing their own set.
They're doing their own set. You got Mobb Deep doing their own set. So you can kind of feel that there's a little bit of division still. They're really just going to do their 45 and then probably jump in a different vehicle.
Oh, wow. Okay. Damn. Let's go ahead and jump into the topics for today's show. On top of that, racist finds out his victim has HIV.
This, you know, it's kind of funny because I don't know if rape is ever funny, but it did catch me off guard to read that, you know, that he found out that he got on, or I guess the person that he raped. I'm trying to remember what the situation was. Because wasn't she blind or something? Yeah. Like, she had some sort of condition.
Yeah.
Where he tried to take advantage of her.
Yeah, it's like she was like, she had like a vision impairment. I know that. I don't think she was directly 100% blind, but she had some kind of ailment going on.
Well, if I was him, I would sue her.
Yeah. Hey, you got some kahunas there, Craig. And a strong
belief.
I'm going to
sue you.
And a lot of confidence.
I will sue you. You gave me AIDS. I was going to be raping you for free.
That's crazy, Doug. They said he broke down in tears. It's like, not only are you going to jail, but you're going to jail with you. Well, you know, she may have helped you out. She may have helped you out. Because you go to jail now, people be like, I'm going to get up in their ass. Like, hey, well, you're going to take something with you.
But yeah. I wear a jacket with AIDS on it, though. Like I got AIDS on it and stuff. Like,
team AIDS.
Yeah, like team AIDS.
So somebody go do this shit. He's like, hey, I got up in his ass. Who you talking about? The maid. No. That's team AIDS.
The maid.
I thought that was a new gang on the yard. The maid.
I thought they liked men, though.
He did it hella easy, too.
Yeah, that's I guess it's one of those just dessert situations, you know, with all. And it's always interesting when I see articles come from Britain in general. They make us don't feel as bad in America for all the shit we do.
Yeah, we do always have a large list of shit. Or at least maybe that's because we just getting, we tie into the mainstream media and everything is just completely a fucking fear factor the entire time. It's like, don't go outside, you know, you got... mosquitoes are carrying whooping cough and salmonella's back on the rise. It's like, salmonella, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're going to have us in hazmat suits in about 15 years.
Dude, this shit is crazy.
All right, next up, we got a Florida. We talked about this before, though, with this Florida man that says that he killed OJ's wife. We talked about this before, previously. Now, I guess it's picking up more steam now.
Why, though? Like, cause then we covered this.
We covered this a while ago. We covered it actually twice. Cause remember when Mocha Latte was on, she said she think Andrew Cunanan has something to do.
Right. I remember that.
You know. So, but then we had somebody else send us an article that came from 08 that was talking about. He said he did before though, and his brother actually is dropping a book, I guess, coming out about it, saying that he did it.
So the question.
I know,
is,
Rim, you got something on this, Rim?
Nah, it looks like it's by the picture. It looks like he killed somebody. You can
say. Free OJ. Yeah.
Free OJ.
He killed somebody.
Does OJ get lenience if they like, okay, you know what, we found out it's this other dude though. Does OJ get off of
OJ gonna be in jail? Hey, OJ gonna be in jail. I told you, motherfucker.
Now can I get my shit back?
Am I getting my shit over here selling my shit?
So what do you think about it, though, Chris? What do you like? Do you think that it's possible that this guy said he did
What's
it?
What's his connection? Like,
I mean, OJ was found innocent, so somebody must have done it.
Yeah. He's a death row inmate. I mean, they said that he was there in L.A. at the time working as a house painter. This guy was.
On a house?
On the same house.
So is her family going to give OJ all that money back?
Yeah, nah.
That's a good question.
Hey, they finna put all...
Can you retroactively go back? That's a good question, though, because that was a civil suit.
Civil suit.
If it's found out that he killed him somehow... Did they go back and give him his money?
Hey, Nicole's, they finna make sure.
Then OJ can get back to the pawn shop and pick up all those souvenirs.
He can buy all his stuff back. You know what? Because they was taking all his money for any engage, like any appearance events, he did.
Yep.
They was taking his money off the top. Damn.
The Browns finna put all money in the defense, boy.
Oh, no. The Browns finna put all money into making sure he goes to his electric chair faster.
Who?
He's on death row right now.
Oh, they try to kill him before he gets
testified. No. They's like, no. He really did do it. Like, they trying to put more evidence of whatever crime he did for the first murder, because he murdered people in Florida.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why he's on.
So yeah, he murdered people in Florida. Yeah.
He was like, oh, the date is set for October. We need this nigga dead by September 2nd. Get him there now.
All right. We got some other. This was something. This more about nerd culture thing. You saw? What do you think about that RoboCop trailer, man? I think it looked horrible.
I didn't even see it.
Okay, so it's funny because I went and saw Riddick last night.
How was Riddick?
It was pitch black.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
I was like, it's like the same movie.
It, no, it is the same fucking movie. No, literally. It's the same fucking movie. Like,
really? It's the same.
He's battling aliens. Yeah. Remember how in the first one he was trying to get away from the aliens to get off the planet?
Right.
That's the exact same notion. They send down some bounty hunters and they got to work together to get the fuck up off the planet.
Okay, because in the first one they didn't send down bounty hunters. They send down like the Fisk police are.
Right, the official. Well, officials. No, they were there too.
Oh, shit. Maybe it is the same movie.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same movie. He did the exact same shit. It wasn't no different.
But I heard that they show. Didn't they show about the didn't they have like two different people? Three different people, like three aliens, like two aliens and regular people.
No, there was one.
That's what I read in the review. That was like two sets of aliens.
But it was so quick. Like it's like, to me, it's not necessarily the aliens. It's like, it is, but it isn't. Like the aliens are part of the planet, so he has to, you know, he's fighting whatever's on the planet, and he's fighting two sets of people. You got bounty hunters, and you got the police.
Oh, okay. So the police are two different sets. Okay.
But he gets past the.
So he's not fighting those people that he was fighting in Chronicles of Riddick at all. They don't show up.
They show that.
That's
the prequel. That's kind of like showing like how he got to the planet and whatever. But he doesn't. You know, it shows like, you know, he took over and the exact same thing that happened that he did to the commander happened to him.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? Okay. That's how he got. Left on the planet or whatever. So, but the movie kind of takes place after that. You know what I mean? Like, they don't really even address that. And the way that it ends is hella just fucking hokey.
Okay, so anyway, set up for a sequel?
Yeah, another.
Of course it does.
So, Vin Diesel's going to stay working. But I saw the RoboCop trailer and it was like, I feel like they're just playing on my childhood, man. Because, like, if there was ever a time that it would be appropriate for RoboCop to come out, it
would be now.
Because the graphics are, you know, ridiculous or whatever.
People sleep on RoboCop. It has some great social commentary in that movie. Rewatch that again as an adult, and you'll look at that movie 150% different. Like, as a kid, you're just like, oh, everybody's just shooting each other.
Yeah, shooting these robot cool. shit.
But if you go back and look at, like, at the social commentary, talking about, like, how far we could go as a society to the left and, you know, how they think they can control society with this one man that's a cop, that's a robo thing. It's kind of deep, though, and I don't know if this movie's going to have that.
I think it's, well, from what I could tell from the trailer.
We got the commercial.
I think from the trailer, it's kind of like, wherever you go, you
know we will follow. But in the original thing, he was totally controlled by the.
Right.
And he even know who he was, though. Remember in the original?
It's the same thing.
In this trailer, he knew who he was, though. Because he said, he's in the thing, though, and he's like, what are y'all gonna do to me? And he was like,
he said, what are you gonna do? You'll see.
You ready? Detective Alex Murphy and Officer Down.
We are on the eve of a technological revolution.
We need to give Americans a figure they can rally behind. Give your mom a kiss.
My baby.
Too slow, boy. We're gonna put a man inside a machine.
He suffered fourth degree burns over 80% of his body. If he survives, he'll be paralyzed from the waist down, confined to a wheelchair.
You say you can save him, but what does that mean? What kind of life will he have?
What kind of suit is this?
It's not a suit, it's you.
What the hell did you do to me?
Make him more practical. Make him look,
I think
let's go with black.
When the machine fights, the system releases signals into Alex's brain, making him think he's in control. But he's not. It's the illusion of free will.
I've selected 13 targets, all wanted for murder.
This is the future of American justice.
See, I'm telling you, man. He knows who.
You need to speak to your son.
See, you need to speak to your son. He knows who he is. But in the original RoboCop, he didn't even know who he was, period, the whole movie. Remember, he would walk past his wife and not know who she was, remember?
Yeah, somehow. Yeah, I mean,
this dude know who he is. He's born to visit his kids. He paying child support.
No,
he's going by for visitation.
He may not even know that, though. That's what I'm saying. She might have taken him over there.
He's going to visit. He's doing visitation, man. Ain't no RoboCop in the past had visitation rights.
I'm just saying, man. I think it's
you see what I'm saying? No, Chris, he's going to visit his kid. The original RoboCop didn't even know who he was.
Hey, I was thinking that too. He looked like a bureaucrat.
He's in every movie. I just think this is gonna be a horrible movie.
I'm putting it on the same echelon as Judge Dredd.
I thought Judge Dredd was straight.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's gonna.
But
be
I
straight.
Didn't expect much from Judge Dredd because the first one was horrible.
Hey, ergo, see, and that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like RoboCop, yes, it's a childhood favorite, and like you said, it was a childhood favorite because it was a dude in a machine. He was shooting up shit.
Yeah. But I and some of them one-liners was great in
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
What do you say about the bitch? He's like, "Bitch, get up off me!" Or somebody says in there, "It's like
I'm pretty sure he didn't." RoboCop never said bitch. You want to
say no? He does say bitch something on there. I'm dead
serious. He says bitch something, but it was never bitch get up.
Okay,
it wasn't a 666 song.
No. I'm gonna find you the line. Is RoboCop? He says something about like bitch, man. Bitches leave. It's something like that.
That's right.
He says.
Or leave bitches.
Yeah. Leave bitches, yeah.
That's probably at the end, though. That's probably like RoboCop 3.
What's up, man? What up? We got Javon. Javon finally made it up in here, man. Javon, what's going on, brother? Hey, we talking about that RoboCop trailer, man.
What? Bitches leave? Bitch, get up.
I didn't like it, though.
That's a black
right
RoboCop
now. Right now. Jump on in.
He should say that when he's in the black suit.
No, the RoboCop trailer looked cool to me.
See? I thought it looked horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
It looked cool to me, man.
I didn't like it, man.
Why not?
It just looked cheesy, man. It didn't do nothing for me.
Yeah, like RoboCop wasn't ever like a super serious type movie, man.
It was. The first RoboCop was serious as hell.
It was all right.
It wasn't you like, have you watched, when the last time you watched the original RoboCop?
Shoot.
When it first came
when it
out.
Came right. out.
Dude, rewatch that movie as an adult. It's deep as hell, man. I watched it maybe like 3 months ago mm-hmm. on Netflix. It's deep as hell if you watch it as an adult. Because it's totally different because you look at it differently because of a life experience, man. You like, this shit's dark. It's dark as fuck.
Right, the first one.
You find that shit on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm telling you, go watch the original RoboCop again. It'll trip you out.
Well, I'm gonna go check it out. But this one, I mean, I thought it was dope with the black outfit, the black suit.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah.
That looked cold to me, man.
He was saying it like Judge Dredd, though.
A little bit, but now it still looks like RoboCop just with a.
No. I wasn't saying that he looked like Judge Dredd.
About the movie itself.
Yeah, like the graphics and actually Judge Dredd graphics was dope.
Was better than this.
Was better than this. But I'm saying like the feel that I get, like I don't have like huge expectations from it. I just think that it's gonna be cool. Like Pitch Black, like Riddick.
You saw Riddick yet? Did you see Riddick?
No, I didn't see that yet.
He said it was Pitch Black 2, basically.
It was Pitch Black 2.
Straight up.
It was Pitch Black Redux.
But I'm saying, okay, what would you rate Pitch Black 1 to 10?
I give it an 8.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd probably give it around a 7.
Okay, so would you give this one around the same?
Yeah, this one's probably like a 6.
Damn.
He said, damn.
It went down.
It just left a lot. I mean, after you see the first one, it's like Hangover. It's like it's just like how they did Hangover. You remember how they did Hangover 2?
Yeah.
It was exactly like Hangover 1, just in a different place? That's exactly what the fuck it was.
Okay. Okay.
So, as long as you find that entertaining, that's cool. I mean, the graphics were decent. You know, it started off decent, but it just got real hokey at the end.
All right. This is something I want to talk about since Javon's here, though, man. That Dave Chappelle, that quote-unquote meltdown, supposedly, he had. If you really look at it, he didn't melt down.
I mean, of course, the tabloids and stuff are going to try to make it that way.
I heard they wouldn't even let him get started set.
Yeah, man. They try to make it like
it was
this,
a
man.
Heckler's that was no,
yeah, like they said he walked out on stage just like, due to Rick James. Such as before he even starting the show, they already yelling out stuff and wanting them to get started.
Yeah, but I just think like the tabloids media gonna try to make it like he crazy anyway, just because of the light Dave Chappelle been looked at in recently, like with him leaving Comedy Central, kind of like people say he went crazy. Now this like kind of add to that. Oh man, he's really went crazy because he had a meltdown on like, you know, it's adding to it. So now from what I saw, people was yelling stuff out and it's like. You don't use, okay, Dave Chappelle type of comic, you know, he probably only going to take so much of you yelling while he's on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he picked up a book and started reading chapters.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle did. It was like there was some lady in the crowd that helped, I guess tried to help sponsor him the show again. So he was like, oh, chapter 7. The wherewithal. And he just started reading. And people was out there booing. And he was like, oh, you really like it.
This is the thing, though. And you know, it's interesting because I know it's hard, like, when you go, like, to a hood show and it's hard, you know, and cats are peckle and stuff like that. But it's a different thing when you got, like, a mainstream artist that don't give a fuck to me.
Because,
like, have you ever seen that Bill Burr stand up when he's, like, when the people in Philly are going in? And he just start going off on individual people in the crowd.
He snapped.
You ever seen that before, Chris?
Bill Burr.
Okay, basically they had like a big comedy thing in Philly, and they were booing before he got on stage. Does any comic that came out?
They just start booing him.
Anybody. Anybody in comedy that came out there. You know
come to the stage. Eddie Murphy. Boo. Damn.
Patrice O'Neal. Boo.
They booed Patrice O'Neal?
Boo. Every comic that came out.
Patrice O'Neal got booed.
They booed every comic that came out that night.
Damn.
It was like 15 of them. It was like Opie and Anthony. You know like that show Opie and Anthony. They did like a big thing with like 13 comics in Philly. And you know Philly people, you know, and they
was
drunk.
Snapping on
Bill
them.
Burr just came out just start cussing people out though. Look at your fat ass. He was like.
Hey, but people started laughing. That's how he won the crowd.
And the people start laughing.
Straight up.
Your fucking ass with a lamb dick.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Lamb dick.
Yeah, that for real.
Yes.
He was going off, dog. I was like, damn. And then all of a sudden you hear the left side of the audience chuckle. I was like, God. I was like, okay. They're gluttons for abuse.
What is like one of the worst shows you've seen, though, Chris? What's one of the worst shows you've seen? Like something where you're like, damn, like this is just. This
oh, you mean comedy?
Yeah. Or no.
There was a. Oh, both. I was gonna say there was a Wednesday night at Lola.
Oh man. Hey, oh man, you might have had a bad night, but nah, not
that. Like that. Nah. But I'm like, entertainer wise, you're just like,
oh,
damn, like,
man, this is worst this. Show. Damn, I have to think about that. Get back to me on that. I've seen a lot of bad shows.
Or just one that's off the top of the head that you just think about, just off the top of the head, not the worst. It's something that's just come to your mind first.
That was just some bullshit. You're like, man, that was
you even said it yourself. You was like, man,
that was some bullshit.
It was some bullshit.
Yeah.
Boy,
and you can say whoever you want to say, it don't matter, man.
We only got 50 listeners.
Right. No, we got more than that.
Yeah, I know.
You have to get back to me. Right.
Give him time to think about it.
All right, we got one more topic before we go to we'll go to break. Lupe Fiasco being sued by the drug dealer dude, you know, his girlfriend.
His girl, yeah, man.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I was
How you trying to sue somebody for drug money?
Oh, well, that one lady called the cops on her weed dealer here in St. Louis last week. Yeah, he charged too much to call the police.
I meant to send you that. I forgot about that.
Hold on, he charged too much.
She called the police on her weed dealer.
Here, I got the worst one. Kanye West, anytime that he performs.
Really? Damn, you think he's a bad performer?
I think he's horrible. What? I think he's great in the studio. I think live, every time I see the dude live, I'm just like, just turn around and go back wherever you came from.
I ain't never seen Kanye.
I've never seen him live before. Never
live
seen
on
Kanye.
Television, live in person. That's like my least favorite entertainer. Now, recording the new album is great. I love it. His production, but his live skills,
I think the best live hip hop artist I've seen, me.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta
Rhymes is incredible. Rhymes. Incredible.
I say Busta Rhymes.
That's one of my all time favorites.
Yeah. I say Busta Rhymes 100%.
Right. I think a lot of people will probably agree on that, Busta Rhymes.
But Lupe with this drug dealing thing, man. The drug dealers.
Yeah, I want to say the guy who basically, I guess, was behind.
Free Chill or whoever it is, right?
Yeah, help Lupe, I guess, get on or help, you know. First and 15, ain't that the name of it? Yeah, he funded that or whatever, but he's locked up in
like a long ass time.
Yeah,
too.
Long, like some 55, like it's 55. A lot of years, man. So
he won't be out until your grandkids are born.
To my grandkids. Yeah. So
he'll be a great granddaddy when he get out.
Right, I'll be dead, a great dead granddaddy. But yeah, so she trying to sue Lupe, basically saying he's holding money for this guy.
Yeah.
He's holding millions of dollars that's supposed to be hers, but it, you know, basically like Lupe is hiding it by holding it in his account for her ex-husband or whatever, so she want Lupe to fork the money up. But there ain't really no proof that Lupe is holding money.
Yeah, and it's the point of it being drug money and being laundered that you don't know it's money, what money
right.
it is, though. So
right.
you need to go holler at Chill or whoever it is, and, you know.
Lupe, I mean, people look at Lupe like he's a nerd, but Lupe from the way
West
from the West Side, Chicago,
West Side,
like,
West
you
Side.
Know, so you got a guy from the West Side, he not going to speak on that money. Like,
no.
She probably won't get it. I'm sure.
No.
She probably not going to see that money at all, man.
All right. Next, we're getting ready to head to break. Everybody's favorite section of the day.
Raw
or
no?
Oh, we got a lot of people. We got a gang of emails of people sending us music this week.
Straight up.
It's a fucking scripture full, dog.
Straight up.
Yeah, because we don't have that many topics, but we got a lot of raw no, though. So.
Okay, that's what
all
it's
right,
about.
We'll be back. Raw no. Straight out of low cash.
They took permanent vacation in hell, if you know what I mean. I must have been away too long because I feel no remorse. A global state of mind, I'm seeing far beyond my nose. 10 years from now, I'll still be around, spitting my flows. 10 years from now, you be a memory that no one knows. I don't feel sorry for you niggas, my feelings are cold. People dying, life goes on, it's nothing you could do about it, just be strong, yeah. Dead weight niggas try to pull you down with them. They like psychic vampires, suck the life out you. Mentally I'm focused, think like a marine. Hoorah, I ride or die for shit that I believe. Like nobody can stop me, I'm the illest rapper probably on the earth. Niggas copy a line that I draw. These rappers is frauds, my artwork expensive, they cannot afford. RSVP, circa 2012, dead nigga try to stop me, give him hell. A word, they put the hit out on me, give him hell. They wanna threaten my well-being, give him hell. And tell Satan throw some heat rocks up for the world's most hottest rapper, spitting flames like a volcano. Yeah, they wanna turn on me, give him hell. They wanna stretch me out in the street, give him hell. And tell Satan throw some heat rocks up for the world's most hottest rapper, spitting flames like a volcano. Ayo, they know I blow a nigga away like tornadoes. Niggas with me, they move whenever I say so. Watch out for the D's, unmarked cars and plain clothes. Niggas must be crazy, they gone off their yayo. Maybe smoking stones, I don't know, I'll be okay though. I'm God's soldier, devil's apostle, it's harvest time. Reap what you sow when you cross the line. It's beyond repair, I'm so beyond fear. Shit is childish, do what you must, niggas beware. I am slippery when wet off that maldehyde. Smoke a Dutch full of dust, pull a homo. Niggas wouldn't side with you if they knew what I know. I can see you bullshit niggas with my eyes closed. I got a deadly rap, so these jokers wanna ruin my time, I handle that. A word, they put the hit out on me, give them hell. They wanna threaten my well-being, give them hell. Tell Satan throw some heat rocks up for the world's most hottest rapper, spitting flames like a volcano. Yeah, they wanna turn on me, give them hell. They wanna stretch me out in the street, give them hell. Tell Satan throw some heat rocks up for the world's most hottest rapper, spitting flames like a volcano.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We are back. Javon's back with us.
Yeah, man. I was had to make a crack run. Me and Lamar Odom.
Ain't he going to rehab, though?
No, he stopped that, man. He did stop. He ain't going to rehab no more.
Oh, he's not going to rehab no more?
Nah, from what I hear, he stopped going. He stopped going, so.
How's Chloe feel about that?
I don't know. She kind of broke up a little bit, but, you know, she smoked crack, too, so.
She understands.
Yeah, you know, so.
All right. Chris is going to get out here. Let us know everything going on with this show, with the Mobb Deep Alchemist shows coming up for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Come check them out.
It's going to be
dope. Let's check Alchemist Q&A discussion hosted by Tough Poe at the Kranzberg Arts Center, 501 North Grand. It's going to kick off about 6 o'clock. We're going to have some drinks, do a little networking, and then we're going to head down to 2720 Cherokee down in all there, Jefferson and Cherokee Avenue, and we'll be hosting Mobb Deep, Prodigy and Alchemist, Tough Poe, Rocky Knuckles, Jai Davis, Nappy Needles, Stand the Man. It's going to kick off around 8 o'clock, so don't miss it. You can get tickets at ticketweb.com and check it on Facebook. Hope to see you guys there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be there. I'm going to be there.
I'll be at both of them. Mm-hmm. But definitely, Chris, thank you for coming on.
You want to get you back on for the longer show, though? I'm definitely excited to do this again.
All right.
This is good stuff.
All right, brothers, it's time for Raw Gnaw, man.
Raw Gnaw, here it is.
First up is a Mad Rapper. He's got a diss towards all the rappers. All the rappers that were dissing Kendrick.
Mad Rapper.
The Mad Rapper that dissed all the people that did diss tracks against Kendrick.
Everybody that did one.
He mentions everybody's name that did one.
He mentioned Papoose.
Dude, you know what?
Well, now he did.
He
didn't mention Bangs either. Did you hear the Bangs diss track that I sent you?
Yeah, somebody did some Bangs.
Yeah, it was another Sudan cat that was in Australia.
I heard that. I heard a diss today that was pretty cool, though.
Was that Meek Mill one?
No, Cassidy dissed Meek Mill.
Oh, because Meek Mill dissed Cassidy on the song.
Cassidy just did like an 8-9 minute diss to Meek Mill today.
Hey, man, rapper addresses that too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he was like Cassidy. He said Cassidy start rapping. He said, I fell asleep. He said, I woke up 5 minutes later. He's like, damn, this nigga still going?
He's talking about the 9 minute rap.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. I guess he is, though. All right, let's get into a mad rapper, his freestyle for Kendrick Lamar.
This shit does sound like some shit out of straight out Alice in Wonderland, though.
It's my old, like him.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, this is all in fun, but you could take it as you want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, take it as you want it, baby.
Hey, yo, yo, what's all the commotion about?
Yeah, 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 I don't know what's going on, man. Cats is madder than me, for real.
I'm kind of feeling something.
Yeah, I feel him too. I don't get it. Word. Why is everybody mad at this kid Kendrick Lamar? Word. Did he cut too deep? Did he leave a scar? Or is you mad because he's raising the bar? Uh-huh. This is hip-hop. You rappers, you know who you are.
Yeah,
hot.
You
too much.
Ass.
And partying. Uh-huh. So Big Sean left it off his album because he bodied him. Murder, Inc., Irv Gotti them. Uh-huh. And J-Elect, what the heck? Sound like you're on the molly then. Loosen up that fez and come back to earth.
Come back.
Cause your verse was the worst.
Was the worst.
So what he call himself, king of NYT? I call himself king, y'all don't say nothing. Wonder
you
why?
Scared?
To keep it real, I love Fred the Godson, uh-huh. But he got no deal, so we disregard, son. And Joel Ortiz, please, he ain't put one out.
Uh-huh.
But he beside 3 years, what he talking about? Guess he really in the slaughterhouse. He might as well keep freestyling, cause they never coming out.
Uh-huh.
And poor Cassidy,
uh-huh.
Such a tragedy.
Uh-huh.
I heard his and I started to snore. 5 minutes later, wait, there's more. Oh my God, this kid is a ball. Put him on, ignore. Just for a sec, though, B.O.B. might rip it. Then all of a sudden, he bugging starts playing guitar. I'm like, is this joint about Kendrick Lamar? Or is he writing love songs for Tony and Tamar? And when I see Ransom, I gotta ask him, how long did it take before they all stop laughing? You cats is a joke.
Uh-huh.
Taking it all right. Personal with some lines that he wrote. Difference is, y'all ain't.
What you got on, Javon?
I ain't like it.
You ain't like it?
Nah.
You going with no?
Yeah, I'm going with nah on that.
I'm going with an or.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it an or.
I'm gonna give it an or myself.
Yeah, let's go to the produce.
What about you?
Give it an or. It was an or. It was alright.
The original Mad Rapper stuff used to be comedy. It was, you know, he beat up, I forgot what journalist it was that ended up outing him and letting people know who it was. You know, nobody knew who it was for a long time.
Right.
And I think he ended up telling, I forgot what journalist he was, he told him, but then he ended up whooping their ass, though, and had like a charge.
For real?
Straight up.
Because somebody knew who the Mad Rapper was.
No, and then the person ended up putting in an article who it really was. Because nobody knew who it was. I mean, it was people in the industry that man knew.
Right.
They had to work with him, of course, but nobody was telling them. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, you doing that.
Right.
And so, you know, but a journalist actually told the regular people. And he got mad and beat him up.
Good.
Yeah. That's it, good.
Man, it's snitching.
All right, ready, Rim. This is from Shydocious. I'm going to put my thing down. This is a throwback.
It's super throwback.
This is a throwback raw and all sent in for one of our listeners. Shydocious. They said we appreciate it.
You're down with OPP, yeah, you know me.
It does look like the OPP video, basically the whole OPP video.
It's just like, you know, different lyrics.
You can see why he didn't blow up, though.
Same format,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he just copied what everybody else was doing at the time.
That's what rappers do now.
Rappers do now.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they
nothing
sent it to us.
Nothing has changed.
Maybe that's why they sent it to us.
Yeah,
so what
man.
You got on the tip? I got an or on it. What you
yeah,
got
I'm going to give it an or.
I'm going to give it an or.
What about you, Ron?
I'm going with an or, too.
Or? All right. Next one. Next one is from my a Slay Low Cash, soon to be legend, it seemed like. His new track, called Main Chick.
Dude, look at this. All these. And what's funny is all his videos are shot in the same kitchen.
This is A Streets. Main Chick.
Big old ass. Damn,
bro.
The video
like, why you wife for though, nigga? That's your main chick, bro. No, you cannot turn that bitch to no housewife, nigga. Let me tell you, bro. Okay. Like, she is going ham on the whole team, though, nigga. Like, me plus that nigga plus that nigga after that nigga. Like, off top, though, nigga. No riddance. This bitch is going ham on the dick, though. Everybody, bro. Real shit, though, bro. Let me tell you, though. Nigga, your main chick a hoe. For the team, she gon' go. If she gave me that neck, yeah, that bitch so cutthroat. Nigga, your main chick a hoe. Nigga, your main chick a hoe. All these thoughts that I thought she had no choice but to get low. Nigga, your main chick a hoe. And you ate around like takeout. All this money on me like I don't have a bank account. Made the bitch get low like a limbo. I ain't cash show, but slid the credit card between her ass cheeks. Send a check, motherfucking bounce. Pass it to my nigga. And he hit her like, ouch. She told me that bitch was looser than changing a fucking couch. If you don't believe me, bros before hoes always count. She been used by everybody. Did you find her in a lost and found? Nigga, your main chick a hoe. For the team,
man,
she
go ahead, cut
go.
This out.
If you gave me that neck.
Enough. They had no self-esteem, do they?
Real, we go first.
I'm going to have to give it, dude.
Go do it, Real. Go do it.
Don't do it, Real.
The entertainment value, dude. I'm going to give it a raw for for the entertainment value.
Oh my God.
Teddy, you gonna
run. But I would never play this.
You said you would never play it though.
Me, I'm going with hell no. Not
what,
no.
What is the first line you say? Yeah, yo bitch a hoe.
Yeah, yo main bitch a hoe.
And you don't even know.
Where you find her at the Lost and Found?
Where you find her at the Lost and Found? Like changing a fucking couch.
Like changing a fucking couch. I'm going raw.
Well, y'all rather be my hell now. So.
Oh my God!
All right, the next you got wrong the two. I'm assuming ten.
Yeah.
This next one is from Such. She's R&B artist, and her track she sent to us is called Sugar Maple.
Get ready for Selena Gomez live.
Yeah,
the Stars Dance Tour.
So excited for that.
Did y'all ever see that movie Spring Breakers with her in it?
Nah, uh-huh. You told me it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it wasn't. But she was in it. She was barely in it, though. They were trying to act like she was in it. First 10, what you think?
I'm gonna give it an or. I thought it was in the beginning. It was, I don't know. It didn't match up. Like, I don't know. It sounded weird to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Some with the production almost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's what I was thinking. But as it started, as it got went on, I started to like it a little better. So yeah, I'm gonna give it an or. It was cool. Got a little.
I'm gonna give it an or. I think it had one of those good, cool little vibes where, like, if I'm cleaning
Jill
up the
Scott.
Yeah, cleaning up the house on a Sunday, something like that, Saturday morning, you would play that. That's something you would play while you're cleaning up, man. So yeah, I give it an or.
What about you, Rim?
Give it an or. I think it was, like Ted said, it was something wrong. Like, it might be like the delivery might have been a little different than how the beat was going. But it was cool, smooth. I give it an or.
Yeah, I give it an or myself. I thought it was just something that just wasn't right, just to make it a raw. Mm-hmm. It's just something that's wasn't there. I don't know what it was missing. I'm not music guy like that, but just yeah. I don't know. Something was missing. It seemed like for it to be raw. Yeah,
the delivery was kind of different.
All right, next up we got X-Phase. He's been on here before though on Raw Nah and submitted us music. He submitted us a new track called "Get Gonna Get Down."
Nowadays, people can get pretty picky searching for that special one. But as long as you're here to get down, it's cool enough for me. So I stepped up in the building, and the whole place looks hopeless. Been too boring for the rodents and roaches. The whole room was silent with a musty odor, like the Gangnam Saga having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off and I walked in to see all of these fellas that were talking. But their ladies looking jaded and they're yawning. So I had a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick I had focus towards the lotus who noticed that I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about a dude as I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track.
Rim cutting out fours.
Whack.
What you got on, Javon?
I'm going to give him an or.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad. He was trying to do a little storytelling, you know.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give him an or.
Yeah, I'm going to go to or too.
No.
Why the no?
It was very dated. It's like, I don't know what, like you said, like 2009. What was the dude that was doing? Scott Storch.
Yeah, it is on Scott Storch. Yeah, it's Scott Storch beat.
Oh, damn.
It was fun. It was like a fun track, but.
No.
You wouldn't play this in the club. Or
No.
Yeah, I'm going to give an or just because I think it's.
If we went back in a time machine, we could play it though, right?
No, you can't play it in the
You
club.
Can't play it in 2000?
It's a club jam, though.
Nah.
Even
yeah,
in 2000?
I thought it was just something silly. I give him an or. Kind of like you're just having fun with it. Ain't nothing like.
Kind of like a Tribe Called Quest, Left My Wild and Lost a Gundo, something like that.
I would never compare them to Tribe Called Quest.
Nah.
Right.
No, before I could even try to get compared.
Fight for hitching your head. Fight for hitching your head with the mic right now. If you heard you say that.
No.
All right, this next one is actually St. Louis artist everybody keep talking about that people don't know about.
I stole his saying.
It's a white guy too.
Yeah, we stole his saying. Like
this is.
Yeah, you know that "Retire Me a Stripper" song.
Yeah,
it's a white dude from Fenton.
I didn't know that.
That's what we
like
took.
White dude from
we
Fenton.
Take his saying like me and my boys. Now, if somebody says something completely retarded, we'll just be like, "Keep saying it."
Is this a video? Is this the video?
No, ain't no video. Keep
saying. He got little interviews on there and stuff though. You see him and everything. No, he's from Fenton. But this is the song from Pretty Tony, "Retire Me a Stripper."
Keep saying it.
Retire Me a Stripper.
Keep saying it.
Retire Me a Stripper. That's basically the song. Pretty
motherfucking Tony. Timeless music. Pretty motherfucking Tony. I might retire me a stripper. Retire me a stripper. I might retire me a stripper.
What you going with, Ted?
Sounds like St. Louis shit to me. That's not, or
this song blowing up though,
yeah,
like nationwide.
For real?
Yeah, he got interviews with like in Atlanta with what's the old boy that's from St. Louis? J-Nix.
You talking about J-Nix. Stewie Rock.
No, J-Nix.
Same person.
Stewie Rock.
Stewie Rock. He's called Stewie Rock now.
Stewie Rock.
Yeah. My bad. No, man. I know him as J-Nix.
No, I know. We all do.
So is he literally go back then, by that now? He don't go by J-Nix at all?
I know. I'm pretty sure from St. Louis, we call him J-Nix still.
But he, but like
in Atlanta, they call him Stewie Rock.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Stewie Rock down in Atlanta, he got like DJ Scream and all them cats on there. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be blowing up.
Yeah.
Hey, man, is it that motherfucking, what's it called?
Sample? What?
Just different tones. What is that? The, the questionnaire show when they ask you, you know, like,
Oh, it's about
no,
Jeopardy.
So. Yeah, the Jeopardy. No, I don't think it's a Jeopardy.
No. What you got on it, though, Javon?
I'm going to give it a raw. I'm saying Retire Me a Strip, I think it's a great ratchet song for whores.
That's how you knew he meant that because he added the whole R-E-S to it.
I think this song really brings the whore, not the hoe, the whore out of a woman. And I like
whore.
It. And I like it.
Yeah, he got like one little Miss Vita thing that's kind of like a little pre thing. He got throw they up and bottoms up and shit, though, you know.
I'm not going to pay no tuition, though, or right. No retire no stripper.
I'll give you gas money.
Or shit, I'm give you money to get some fries. I wings.
What do you got on the rim?
I give it an or. It's got the same St. Louis feel that everybody doing now. It's cool, you know.
And y'all niggas wouldn't get Katie got bands, no, at least no or. You can't tell me this better than Katie got bands.
Dude, this is way better than Katie got bands.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's way better than Katie got bands.
Are we not going to do Dom Kenny or Mr. Fat? We're going to do Playboy Jado. We're going to bring back those two songs for next week. This Playboy Jado is called On Me.
It got a
what's that shit, though?
Play!
It's all right.
What's up with you, boy? Let's go! I got all this cash on, all this cash on, all this cash on me.
Pockets on OD, styrofoam cup riding dirty, sipping on Pimp C, just caught the PT, smoking purple OG, Gucci belt with them red bottoms, got all these stacks on me, BBS is on me, white vest is on me, foreign whip with that four shit, got all this flex on me, presidential rolling on me, them hater blockers on me. Pay attention, might learn some. Got all this swag on me.
Swag on
mind gone at me. iPhone on me. Ride around with that no jack. Got a big scrap on me. Never take the first plea. Pay lawyer, no PD. I got all these stacks on, all these sacks on, all these racks on me.
I got all this cash on, all this cash on, all this cash on me. I got all these bands on, all these bands on, all these bands.
All right, you cool with it now, Teddy? I'm going with a no for this.
I'm gonna go with a hell no.
Real?
I'm gonna go with a nah. This one. It's pretty whack.
Go ahead and fall into groupthink.
And I think also that it's the way his swag was in his video was like, it didn't even look natural to him to even if he was gonna do play that Playboy persona that niggas do in videos. It didn't work for him.
I just think, and then I think the whole little, I got all these stacks, all these racks, I think that's been played out for the last
5 years.
5-6 years now, I think everybody
then he
on every
of course
song.
He had to say all these hoes on me. Like, okay, dude, we get
Gucci
it.
And Prada, red bottoms and all.
Yeah. He said red bottoms. That's for girl shoes.
They got dudes tennis shoes
that
got red bottoms.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
And dress shoes.
So some of them pretty tight, though.
Oh, really?
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it, though.
Rip said he can do it.
I can't do it.
What, red bottom tennis shoes?
I don't know. I think just the name.
If I was making $30,000 a month, I would have red bottom tennis shoes. Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Absolutely. $30,000 a month? Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of Raw Naldo. Javon, what's been going on since you just came in? How's everything going?
Everything's been going good, man. I just came back. I did a
How
show.
How was the thing with Tommy Davidson?
Tommy Davidson went real cool, real good, man. We rocked them up, me and homie Vince Savito from Chicago. We went to Wichita, man. Tommy Davis is a super cool dude. We tore down. All of us did. It was a great show. Tommy was super cool. He was telling us about, like, you know, you're talking to somebody and they have famous friends, but you want to confirm that's what they're talking about. So he was telling us, like, yeah, me and Jim, you know, we still go to
but
the...
But you was like, you know, if it was Jim Carrey, like, Jim
yeah,
Carrey,
he was like, yeah, he was like, me
Jim,
and Jim...
Are you talking about, like, Jim, Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Right, no, I was just like, he was like, yeah, me and Jim, we go to the movies, like, every week. I was like, and me and Vince said, no, I'm like, Jim Carrey? He was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, man, we go to the movies, like, every week, every other week, we go to the movies, man, and check out the new stuff that comes out, you know, man, and... I'm like, dang. And, you know, so we talking to him about that. Just Tommy was super cool, though, dog. Dude, when you talk about creativity as far as being a creative comic, they're like, dude.
Hands down?
No, I'm going to say he definitely a legend in the comedy game. Yeah. But one of the most creative comedians, yeah, period. That dude is super creative. Super creative when it comes to just thinking of off-the-wall shit that, like, you notice, but, like, you really don't. Notice it. Till he like bring out the humor in it. You know what I'm saying? Like how he did one joke where he's talking about how white people sing the national anthem versus how black people sing it. You know what I'm saying?
right. And totally two different things.
That it was super funny. Right, the way he did it, he started singing like the white people. They did it. Then he was singing like the black person. You know how black people we get so to the point where we might hit a note so good you just drop the mic away from your mouth and walk off. You know what I'm saying? So he did that. He was like, oh, say, can you see? What? But the way he did way better, it was funny, though, man. So, yeah, Tommy was super cool.
We had an email person asking when you was coming back to Chicago, Milwaukee area performing.
Mm-hmm. Probably within the next month.
Okay, because I don't know if you was on that damn Fool show. I saw it online. I didn't know if you was on that show.
Talking about the Jokes and Notes. Was it the Jokes and Notes?
I have no idea. I saw it somewhere randomly. I don't know where. I saw it like online somewhere. And I was
I got to holler at Fool too, man. See what's up with him.
Yeah, so now, did everything be cool? How's the comedy game? Everything?
Yeah, everything good here, man. I'm getting prepared. I'm actually going to do something with Chris, man, with Class Clowns.
Okay.
October. And... Yeah, that's like my next big move, man. So have you been to the Art Center yet?
No. I haven't been here yet. I heard it's pretty nice.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, I haven't been. I need to check it out. Yeah, I seen the pictures online and stuff.
It's pretty good. They say Arts on the side.
Yeah, it's right next to Brick Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, it's real cool.
You got a stage in there?
It, on the website, I had that. Yeah, I got pictures on the website if you go online.
Damn, I gotta check it out then.
Everything's been good though, man. We gotta go break the rim, or what we gotta do? Go to Burbank. All right, we're finna go to break. We'll be back. Got a couple more topics and we'll be out of here. Straight out of low cash. Straight out of low cash.
Feels good. Curb your dog, he dropped his shit. Trying to pay his way out of getting his face split. He got away by the hair on his ass, he locked up. Now every time we see him, he getting fucked up. Little corny, wanna be celeb. You never be a top ranked spitter. Get a life, get dead. Whilst I be dazzled with extreme brilliance, cause I know how to write songs. Got it down to a science. Sit at the periodic table with bosses. Break bread and drink while we discuss fortunes. Tell your dog, sit down before I put him down. I denies much when they step out of bounds. Niggas gluttons for punishment. Strangely sadistic, why else would they challenge my hand? Yeah, I get it, you's a freak for embarrassment and pain. Like I'm a freak for this rap music. Let me give you what you need. My D.O.G's, the G.O.D's, the rap is back. M.O.B.B, having P. Who rap N.Y.C. like Q.B? We vets, we not pets, you confusing me. My D.O.G's, the G.O.D's, the rap is back. M.O.B.B, having P. Who rap NYC like QB? We vets, we not pets, you confusing me. With the mother bums that rap, they nothing like this. They wish upon stars that they bars and get. Similar burn as us, who had a run like this. I pedal dope longer than Lance Armstrong in track. Alright, okay, you got dough. How many times you gonna say it? We already know. When we debate rap wars, money and plaques is not a factor. Let us hear the roar that you wrote, or
curb your mouth, you muzzle that jaw. You ain't saying there that we wanna hear. Take a walk, go that way. Run from in front my face. Move like you got somewhere to go and act like you late. It's not a place for frauds. It's a professional sport. You challenge me, I'ma treat you like a female dog. Bitch, must be rabid, these mangy fucks. My breed is champion, use a back alley mutt. Look, puppy balls trying to run with the big webos of hip hop. Don't peace, Senor Fuego. My DOGs, the GODs, the rap is back. MOBB, having P. Who rap NYC like QB? We vets, we not pets, you confusing me. My DOGs, the GODs, the rap is back. MOBB, having P. Who rap NYC like QB? We vets, we not pets, you confusing me.
Einstein's fear is here, is here, is here. Turn out a low
cast. And no one else that can do it.
Do you want to hear it?
Hey, put down your gun. You won.
Rappers act tough and I call they little bluffs and the truth comes out. These niggas ain't doing nothing. They huffing, they puffing, be acting all rough when the camera on the internet stunting. I got the internet buzzing, the hood buzzing. Gangsters and wanna be gangsters all loving to speak my name, shit on my name, I'm touching. Any nigga threatening P, you bugging. I got 1,000 soldier, we dumbing. You catch P all by itself, I got something to puncture your flesh, my blade or I'm gunning. Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, all above it. To the right, to the left, don't matter to me, I strike you to death. The only hip hop head to keep it so fresh. Got my style preserved like cans on the shelf. I expire these liars, move on me, get killed. Dude only mad cause he wanna be like the real. H-A-V-O-C, Prodigy, Mom D, retweet that. Pussy, you sweet like bad me. I expire these liars, move on me, get killed. Dude only mad cause he wanna be like the real. H-A-V-O-C, Prodigy, Mom D, retweet that. Pussy, you sweet like bad me. Sweet like bad me. Pussy, you sweet like bad meat. Act up when P-Songs is bumping. They get all hype, they wanna fight, start dumping. Resisting the rest, the right squad is coming. We tear up clubs and big bouncers get dusted. You pull out too close, your hammer get tooken. You better start shooting from over there. Look man, you crazy, we crazy, so you ain't saying nothing. So shut the fuck up, fall back, or start dumping. You can't come around no more, your mouth running. Sprint through New York like that marathon Puff did. I don't rap your life, your shit corny. You a bum, I'm a king, kneel before me. And kiss a tat on my hand, yeah that's my shit. I cut that clock off your thumb, respect my shit. These niggas jealous of P, their eyes tell it. I read body language, I'm so fucking dangerous. I inspire these liars, move on me, get killed. Dude only mad cause he wanna be like the real. H-A-V-O-C, Prodigy, Mar D, retweet that. Pussy, you sweet like bad meat. I inspire these liars, move on me, get killed. Dude only mad cause he wanna be like the real. H-A-V-O-C, Prodigy, Mar D, retweet that. Pussy, you sweet like bear meat, sweet like bear meat, pussy you sweet like bear meat.
What's up, P?
What up, kid?
What's going on, man? This is a Stroud Low Cash podcast, man. We the biggest podcast in St. Louis, man. Appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
No problem, man.
Well, I got my DJ Reminisce in his studio and everything. No, he's with us, so he's going to be chopping up with us, too. So, definitely, anything you want to ask us about the Lou, too, or during the conversation, just, you know, just bounce stuff off of us, bro. Oh, what up, Hav? Have
what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Hav? Man, you one of my favorite producers, man. We got our producer Reminisce. I know you probably say some things about Hav and everything too.
Yep.
No doubt. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, let's go get right into it, man. So, what y'all brothers been up to lately? I know the tour is coming up, all those different things. So, what is Mob working on going towards in the future?
Right.
Yeah, right now we just, you know, finishing up the 20th anniversary tour, and then we head back home in a couple of weeks and start finishing up the next Mob Deep album.
When was that gonna drop, fellas?
Oh, we don't have a date for it yet. We're still working on the music, but it'll be out soon.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay. So y'all looking forward to come to the Lou and everything and hang out with the cats here?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, we love this tour. Is going incredible, man. We having a lot of fun. The crowd is into it. You know, we really into it. It's crazy.
When is the last time y'all been to St. Louis, brothers?
It wasn't too long ago, man. It wasn't too long ago.
Okay.
Maybe a year ago.
Okay. So, y'all been around St. Louis a little bit, or y'all been kind of mostly just doing the shows? Or y'all really get the parlay here, anything like that?
Nah, we just been on the road. I think the last time, maybe 2 years ago when I came home, we was on the first tour. I think we stopped out there.
Okay. Nice. Well, let's go and pee into your new project, man, the Albert Einstein joint. So, how did that whole process come about? Because your lyrics is getting better. A lot of people saying your lyrics are getting better. They come in more poignant. How do you decide to do that album and put that together like that with Alchemist?
Well, you know, me and Al been talking for a while, ever since Return of the Mac. We've been talking about doing the next project, so I was just like, you know what? I don't want to do no more for the H and I C's. I think 3 would be the last one, and I'm just going to create new names for albums now. So I just came up with the name Albert Einstein. Al was like, yeah, I like that. Let's let Albert Einstein be the project, our next project together. So that's what we did.
So how'd you link up with Alchemist, him being a West Coast producer, basically, and linking up with you and Hav and everybody in y'all camp?
You know, a couple of people in our crew knew Al from the West Coast, just from working with DJ Muggs, and they brought him out to New York, and it was just like, yo, P, yo, Hav, you got to hear this kid beats, man. He got some fire. And he played us some beats like back in 99. And then, you know, we've just been working together ever since, man. He got that heat.
Hey,
and my parents disowned me and then have a confession.
What's up, Alchemist? What's going on?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Oh, man. Hey, we got Alchemist on the line, too. So, Rim, I know you probably got some questions for Alchemist.
The question I got is when you guys were working on the latest album.
Yeah.
Was you both in the studio together, or did he have to like email you the tracks, or what was that process like?
Pretty much for the most of the album, we were together. Like, you know, I was either in New York or P came out to LA if they were doing a show or something, and we were knocking out joints. So these days, like, if you have to, you know, it's cool to use technology, but I'm still like, right. I guess I'm old, we're old school. I like being in the room because the energy, like, together, you kind of. You meet on the same page and it comes out. It's more fun too. You know what I mean?
As far as the machines that you guys using, what you using?
Oh, like the machines, right? Like I've been using this Aux Monitor Flux Capacitor. It's like a crazy outboard gear online. Yeah, you can only get it on like Craigslist in Munich.
Right.
Wow.
It's very rare equipment.
Right.
Not a lot of producers know about it. It's crazy, and then, you know, we use a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying? The overemphasizer is a good plug-in for vocals. It makes your R's come out. Like star. Right. You know, it's like a plug-in. Tight.
Right.
I'm giving
up a lot of secrets here, man. I'm giving up secrets.
Right.
All right, this actually is more of a question, story thing. With Quiet Storm remix video, I don't even know if y'all knew that they premiered that on TRL once back in the day. I was in college, and I was up in the morning, and I was getting up, and I went to school in Iowa. At that time, there was no BET up there. So I wake up, and I'm like, hold on, what's that beat? My roommate's like, dude, they got Quiet Storm on regular MTV right now with Lil' Kim. So, like, how did y'all get that on? Or did y'all know that happened? Or was that something that y'all knew that was going to happen with that track, or what?
That's basically, you know, that was our label pushing it, and, you know, our management. And just the fact that
the song, you know, we did our work. First and foremost, we did our work making a good song, making a great song.
Word.
And then, you know, the label and the management had something to work with. You know what I mean? So that was just everybody working together as a team, and we got it on MTV and the radio.
Okay, yeah, and that was dope, though, because, I mean, to think about, you know, some hardcore hip-hop just being on MTV, especially at that time in late 90s, early 2000s, that wasn't really happening too much, unless it was a Rap City or MTV2 or something like that. So that was, like, a big moment, though, definitely.
Yeah, it was, like, big at radio and video, so it was, like, you know, it just fit right into the programming at the station and at MTV.
All right. This actually question is more for Hav. Is Hav still there?
Yeah.
All right, Hav. Like, who's the your favorite people to work with production wise besides P and everybody in the Infamous camp?
Man, there's a lot of people. You know, Lil' Kim, Nas, 50, Eminem. Those are like my favorites.
You like a lot of the vintage type stuff, like the 3000, or are you doing a lot of, like the soft?
Oh, you know, I like
now?
To you know switch between the two or just combine them sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't like to put myself in the box,
right.
You know what I mean? I love, I'm a fan of music, so, you know, I like to just combine all, you know, modern elements with past elements, you know, just mix it up, just do whatever.
Right. Also, you guys, like, for us, like, rocking on stage or, like, doing, you know, studio work, what you prefer?
I mean, we like both, man. You know what I mean? It's good to get the studio work done. But then it's also good to see how the people react to the work that we put into the studio on stage. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this question for Alchemist though, I remember I worked at this radio station when I was in undergrad, and they sent us the Razkaz version of the "We Gon' Make It" beat.
Oh.
So can you break down people though, kind of what happened with that whole situation? Because that was the first time I heard that beat was the Razkaz thing they sent to the station for us to play.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy, you know, it happens sometimes with beats, a lot of beats get out there, but that's my man, you know, it was like confusion on the label side, it happens sometimes, especially nowadays when you send out, you know, beats and everybody's got the Pro Tools, and, you know, a lot of people don't know that beat, I laid that beat for Nas.
Really?
And
he, damn.
Like, I tracked it to the 2-inch tape and everything, so that beat was like, you know when a guy on the street has a jacket and he opens it up and it got all the watches on the inside of the church coat?
Right.
That was like my watch. I kept walking up like, I want this beat. That was like my trench coat beat.
Right.
Trench coat watch beat.
Right.
Okay.
So finally, it made the right, in the end, you know, Jada, you know, the record became big. And, you know, that's my man, you know, things happen, but he, you know, we worked since.
Oh, yeah. That was just an interesting time because I remember I got that, and then like 2-3 months later, I was like, all right, I'd already put the other one in rotation. So I was like, oh, man, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, shout out to Raz and the Lox and Jada Kiss. It's all family.
Yeah. This one is more for P, man. You writing these books, man. You really, you know, doing your thing with the books. I was reading that you finna do a fictional book, some more fiction series of books. Like, can you break down people, though, with how this kind of roll?
Yeah, I wrote a bunch of stories while I was locked up. A bunch of, like, movies and, like, synopsises and, like, just different outlines for stories, for books, fictional books. So, you know, little by little, I'm starting to put them out now, you know, and get them out there. So the first one that I just dropped is called H-N-I-C, and it's a story about 5 stick-up kids from Brooklyn. And, you know, it's about loyalty, and they end up turning on each other and story. It's kind of crazy, yo. And they got a love story mixed in between it. So that's the first one that I put out, and then there'll be more coming out real soon.
Is it going to be a series, like, based on those characters, or is it going to be different storylines for each book?
Yeah, some of the characters are being some of the different books, yeah, but not all of them, though.
So it's going to be kind of like a Donald Goins kind of thing, where you see some characters pop in different books and stuff.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. It's definitely going to be a series, though. It's probably, like, going to be a series of, like, 10 books.
Damn, okay. Because, yo, man, P, you're doing it all over the place and everything. Because I know you're a vegetarian now. Are you thinking about maybe doing a hip-hop cookbook thing or anything like that for vegetarians?
Nah, I experimented with the vegetarian thing, but I wouldn't call myself a vegetarian. I would just say that I eat a lot of vegetables, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I eat a lot of vegetables for my health, like, because, you know, I got sickle cell. So it's like I found out that, you know, when I OD on green vegetables and when I OD on water, it keeps my health in check and it keeps me from getting sick.
Yeah, because we was actually talking about it before we called you all up about sickle cell and everything. And, you know, can you break that? Because I know you supposed to have, like, one of the worst cases of sickle cell, how this breaks people down. And I was talking about telling people, like, yo, you couldn't even do some shows and stuff because you was just that broke down, like, especially like T-Boss, too, from TLC.
Yeah, I mean, so it rarely happens. It rarely, you know, sometimes once in the blue moon it used to happen to me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty good now, like, you know what I mean? I've been really taking care of myself. I'm feeling great, you know what I mean?
All right. What is everybody supposed to expect at the show coming up tomorrow here in St. Louis? What should people expect from the mob and from Alchemist tomorrow?
Man, just a lot of energy on stage. You know, a lot of the classics, a lot of the new music that we got out. Just, you know, a lot of fun, man. We have fun with it. You know, we get the crowd involved, and that's it, man. Just good times. You know what I mean?
All right. All right. Anybody get any more questions? We can let them go.
Matter of fact, Prodigy, first of all, I'm a fan. I wanted to ask this question. Are there any sickle cell foundations that you're, like, supporting at the time right now or ones that you want to put out there?
I mean, I work with a couple of foundations, right now at the time, we just touring right now, you know what I mean? But soon I'll be getting back to that type of stuff. Like, I do a lot of public speaking. I talk to kids, you know, about health and diet and stuff like that. And I talked to the kids' parents, and I talked to, you know, I did some speaking engagements with a lot of doctors.
Nice.
That are involved with the cell thing. So, yeah, I try to do a lot of that and get out there and, you know, do practical things where I can, you know, actually try to help somebody at least give them my side of the story, what works for me. So, you know, right. Maybe it'll work for them too, like, you know what I mean?
All right.
Two last questions for all y'all fellas, though. Who are y'all kind of feeling now MC-wise in the game and things like that y'all like, yo, like, he really popping, he's really making a move? That's for all three brothers.
Yo, I like that nigga Havoc, man. Yo, man, I don't know, man. A lot of these new dudes got problems, man.
Nice.
Everybody else?
Yeah,
man.
When we
playing
Havoc, man, cut it out, man. Lying, stop lying. We home team over around here.
What about you, though, Pete?
Nah, but we listen to what's going on. We listen to a lot of new artists. You know what I mean? Out there, you know, it's a lot of new artists, man, and a lot of them doing real good. You know, Kendrick. You know, we proud of what he's doing. You know, Wiz Khalifa, you know, the ASAP Mob, like, you know, a lot of new artists, man, you know, they're doing their thing, man, you know what I'm saying? I like Drake, you know what I mean? Shout out to Drake, he gave me the nice little shout out on his album.
All right, and what about you, Alchemist?
You know, Action, Odd Future, you know, Vince Staples is a dope new artist, my man Aston Matthews is some new dudes out of LA that's dope. You know, Danny Brown. There's a lot of new. I mean, Rock Marcy's not new, but he's still somebody to check for in this day and age as well. So there's plenty of talent out there. The game's in a good place, man.
All right, this is the last question, though. What are y'all? Because we have a lot of underground artists that come to the show, and we play a lot of music and things like that. What do you all say to all those underground people that are trying to take that next step and things like that in the game now?
I mean, it's basically the same remedy. Go hard or go home.
Nice.
That's it.
Right, hey.
There it is. Anybody else?
That's it, man. Basically, that's it, man. That, you know, that's the best thing we advise anybody, man. Go hard or go home.
All right. Any last words, fellas, though, for everybody in St. Louis that be checking out the podcast?
Yo, man. I want to thank everybody in St. Louis for supporting Mobb Deep, you know what I mean, throughout the years, supporting Prodigy, Alchemist, you know, and, make sure y'all come to the show so you can hear, you know, all your classic Mobb joints, new Mobb joints, you know, the Albert Einstein joints, a couple Alchemist joints up there. You know, just come have some fun with your brothers, man. Support this hardcore hip-hop, you heard?
All right. Hey, thank all y'all brothers for definitely coming on Stroud Low Cash,
right,
man.
On,
and definitely,
right,
man, we'll be at the show tomorrow night.
All right, bro.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Good looking.
All right. Straight out of Low Cash.
got trash, I got quality. If you only knew, really you should follow me. Your fave rapper, he's scared. I'm catching all this breeze, nigga, I'm out here. I've waited hell of a long time to get mine. Right now I'm in position to shine. You can tell from my posture, I don't give a fuck. You can tell from the watch when I clean up. Now that's good taste, my shit is all that. New York style with the Al Capone hat. Upscale sex, I had big fun. You just a hater, you mad, you can't get one. I got 2020 vision in my 2021 for raw, banging this shit. Real turned up in my trunk, don't rattle. I'm not cheap. Get what you spent, nigga, spiritual you broke. And money ain't gon' help you, but that's another story. Now we're worried, oh yeah, getting swervy. And this ain't nothing. Look, my rap more worthy of praise. My shit stunning, I'm alcoholed out. I can't even drink orange juice, cause it remind me of the gin I was swimming in. Thirsty bitches trying to get a quench from me. Then I remind them, this is Don P you dealing with, bitch. Them niggas got trash, I got quality. If you only knew, really you should follow me. Your fave rapper, he's scared. I'm catching all this breeze, nigga, I'm out here. Shorty, you ain't gonna make it. Now I tell you right now, you either gonna do life or you gonna get killed. Yeah, your options real slim when you got contemporaries like the Perry on kid. I bring a lot to the table. All you wanna do is take greed and larceny. I see it all in your face. I hear it all when you speak. Who you think you running game on? You try and con me? Put yourself up in a world of pain. No, it's nothing like Earth. I get you there right away, be gone. Fuck, that was blowing my high. Back to the real life of rap music's most fly. My Timbs with no socks on, basketball shorts and a tee. In the Bible Belt, blowing mad weed out the windows of the Prevo. On stage in Baton Rouge, I stopped the show to give love to Lil Boost. Got a flight in a couple hours, let a nigga sleep. But every time I'm about to doze off, my phone rings. It's no rest for the wicked. Get plenty when I'm dead, get paid while I'm alive and live to the end. Them niggas got trash, I got quality. If you only knew, really you should follow me. Your fave rapper, he's scared. I'm catching all this breeze, nigga, I'm out here.
Welcome back, Stroud, Lil Cash, we are back, we are back.
We here.
Yeah, we here, man.
Here.
Man, they trying to use credit scores to determine your credit score on Facebook. Now, from using your Facebook friends to determine your credit score.
For real?
Like, who you friends with. Yeah. It's like, if these cats got bad credit, you must have bad credit, too. Like,
oh, man.
But I'm like, dude, what about people like us? This guy, like, just random people we just added just because we do something else.
Right.
They was like, you need to get a fan page.
So that's what they're trying to do, for real?
I mean, that's what some company in Europe is trying to do. That they trying to do to people in Europe.
Why, though? I wonder, that's stupid.
They trying to judge you by your friends. That's kind of fucked up, though.
Yeah. They like, all these y'all no credit motherfuckers all hanging together.
I'll say, well, how is that going to benefit them? Like, what about
they deny you credit?
No, because what they're doing is they're selling it to people who give out credit. So, like, furniture stores and shit like that. So, it's like what's the likelihood of this person being able to pay back whatever, you know, finances and shit, you know, on the credit score. So, it's like, well, these are his friends. These motherfuckers don't pay their shit back. And he fall in line with them.
All the white people finna drop all us black folks with their friends on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bibbs.
Do you go a guy named Pretty Tony?
Right. I didn't believe him.
Apparently, he retired somebody.
he's retiring strippers. Funny part is, he's not retiring his debt.
Right. He owes us money for a renter center couch. He hasn't returned that yet.
Oh, he actually did return it, but it smelled like mothballs and ass.
Mothballs and pussy.
Some strippers seem like they might have been on it getting retired.
Right. That's stupid.
Yeah, so that was definitely something crazy that popped out of me. But y'all heard about this man. It's two different people shooting up kids lately.
This shit's fucking ridiculous. I didn't understand the other one.
Which one, the man at the basketball game?
I'm not going to say. That one, at least there was some sort of something that led up to the kid getting shot. You know what I mean? Like, the one after that, it was just kind of random as fuck.
Yeah, he just shot the kids. For the main story is this guy shoots a kid and Dallas, I think it is. I'm finna pull it up.
Yeah, it's Dallas.
For shooting, he shot a kid while they playing tag.
He was in the house though.
Yeah, and he shot them outside while they was playing tag because he thought they was trying to rob him or something. 8-year-old kid shot and killed him.
He saw them hiding and stuff.
The recount from the mother was she didn't even know. She said he ran in the house to come get some, ran out the door, and as he was going out the door, got shot in the mouth. He said he walked back in and his jaw, like, his jaw was separate. Like, there was a hole in his cheek.
And he died?
No, no, no.
He's not dead? Okay.
He lived.
All right, I'll read the story. A man accused of shooting an 8-year-old boy in the face Tuesday afternoon in Dallas is being held on $2.2 million bond. DJ Madden, who turned 8 on Sunday, was shot at La Bella Palm apartment complex on Royal Lane. The boy's grandfather, George Locken, said his grandson was shot while collecting toys he had gotten for his birthday. It's unbelievable, Locken said. I mean, I don't know anyone that could put it into words. Mother sends you to gather your toys and you know someone fires 2 shots at you, he said. I mean, we just can't put it into words. Hold on, they're doing something here. It says, mother sends you out to gather your toys and you know someone fires 2 shots at you, he said. I mean, we just can't put it into, we coping with it, you know. Madden had emergency surgery at Children's Medical Center in Dallas where he remains in critical condition, police said. Witness said a man whom neighbors did not recognize was wearing only one shoe and was handing out free firecrackers to children playing tag in the parking lot. The man had a brief exchange with Madden, who then turned running back toward his apartment. Witnesses said the man pulled out a handgun and fired twice at the child, hitting him once in the cheek. Brian Congler, 46, was arrested and charged with felony injury to a child. According to the arrest warrant, Clunger was found next to his pickup truck. A handgun was found inside the truck. So this dude basically was trying to get a kid fucked up.
I don't know. It was weird because, I mean, apparently he was trying to fuck up a lot of kids. You just handing them free firecrackers.
Yeah.
And then they said they asked him. He was like, yeah, I shot that kid. What the fuck? Like, that dude had to be crazy, dog. That's random. Talk about niggas that need gun laws.
Yeah, this I don't get this, though. I don't get that case at all, though. Yeah, that's the actual news story, I think, at the time. Yeah. But no, I don't get this whole case, though. Then you had the case in, I think it was in New Jersey, where the man shoots at the basketball game and says, yeah, it was stand your ground.
Mm-hmm. He said the dude's girlfriend or fiance was like, he said, you know, George, the dude yelled out George Zimmerman made this right. That's some shit.
Yeah, it was some stupid shit like that.
Did he kill somebody?
Yeah, yeah, he killed him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, persistent on being black.
Yeah, he said revert to Trayvon Martin before firing.
The shooter did?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, see what I'm saying? Is that the shooter?
Yeah, Matthew Hinkle.
Yeah, people out here, it's getting out of hand, man. And then, like, I'm still in awe of the dude shooting an 8-year-old, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, you shot an 8-year-old dude?
Crazy,
in the face?
Yeah.
Right. And did he say he was running away?
Yeah, he was running away, like, back to his family and you know.
Yeah, man, I don't care what was going on. This is an 8-year-old kid, man. My son's going to be 6. I can't imagine in 2 years he could possibly be in a position to just be shot by a random person just for no reason. Yeah. So, man, like, when a kid is a kid, a kid is a kid, man. You ain't got all that extra stuff. I don't know what dude was going. He must have been on something for him to be outside with one shoe on selling fireworks anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm sure something was going on with him mentally, man. You got to pray for these people, man. And then, like, the guy, you say it was in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He opened fire. Was it just an open fire at a basketball game? Or was he actually aiming?
They got into, like, the basketball. Some other cats playing basketball. And the basketball, I don't know if it went across the street, but it ended up hitting his car. Or something like that, and the two got into it. You know, I think they said the dude went to go.
I have heard, but on the story I heard was that the dude that was playing basketball, like, because the guy that shot him was a white guy, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard because when I saw like a little clip online, the white guy friend was like, the dude basically was approaching him though,
right, yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, like, and saying the dude was trying to walk away, the white guy was trying to walk away, but the black guy was kind of approaching him for real, like on some.
What's up, Tyson?
Yeah. And then, yeah, he ended up getting, you know, he ended up getting shot. But
what's wrong with just taking an ass whooping nowadays?
Though? Yeah, that too. But some people just ain't in their mindset to take the capacity to take an ass whooping from nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real.
So, yeah, man. I just see it as, man, you know, you got to be careful. Whatever you're doing, sometimes you got to control your temper. That's what it takes. You got to think about your life, and, you know, at time. I was telling my mother about a time when I was in Chicago, and it was a guy. He was coming down the street. I was making a right-hand turn. This was actually, we was over at Uncle Jay and them crib. Well, I was going back over there. It was in the morning. So,
by the Dominic's?
No, I don't know where we were. Where I was in the car by myself.
Oh, okay.
So I was going back over to Teddy's Uncle Jay crib, and you know, I was making a right hand turn, and we making a right hand turn. It was a guy coming like from my left side. He was coming, and the street I was making a right hand turn on was a one way street. So I'm making a right hand turn going one direction. It's a guy coming from the left side, like he's speeding, trying to where he didn't want me to get out there in the street, so he tried to speed up. But I got out there anyway. Jumped out in the street. When I jumped out there, he had to slow down. So with him slowing down, he started honking his horn and like cussing me out. He pulled up on the side of the car and he was cussing me out. So I started cussing. He was like, "Fuck you" and all that. And I'm talking about for no reason. So I was like, "Man, fuck you." And I started flicking him off. I was flicking him off, going off like a mother dude. So I'm going off on him. Then all the night, I'm linked up on my steering wheel. You know what I'm saying? So I look like a nerd. I got these glasses on. I'm linked up on my steering wheel. And so we pulled up to the stoplight. I'm sitting there in the car. I had my window rolled down. And so he got out of his car. He started walking over. When he started walking over to the car, I rolled my window up and I got out. When I was in the car, I was like a little nerd or whatever. But when I got out, like I went from being small to he saw way bigger than him. You know right. what I'm saying? So he said, "Oh, so you're going to try to fight me?" I said, "You walked over here to my car at a stoplight, man." I said, "What you talking about?" And then he was like, "Okay." He said, "I got something." And then he started reaching on his side. I thought he was going to pull a gun out. And like when I saw him doing it, I was like in position to start running if I needed to, ducking. But he pulled out a cell phone and called the police. Well, he tried to call the police on me for nothing. Like this dude, he blatantly the one that started it.
Black dude?
No, white guy, yeah. So with him doing that, I just jumped right in the car and drove off. You know what I'm saying? I drove off, and luckily I made like two right hand turns. I was right in front of Teddy Uncle Jay crib, so I went up in the loft like immediately. I'm like, "Yeah, dude," because I know how that would have panned out for me. You know what I'm saying? So it would have been like road rage, Javon Bibbs, you got to go to jail for that. Right. You know?
Yep.
I was like, "Nah, I'm not gonna put myself in that position." But my mom was saying like, "You know what you getting out? Like I probably should have just kept going." You know, but I'm thinking like, this dude, my first instinct, I see somebody walking up on me or something, it ain't to run. It's kind of the, you know, if I feel like I can whoop your ass,
engage.
I'm going to be like, "Dude, look, you're not finna walk up on me." So that's what I was thinking at that moment. But, like, right, the safer thing for me to do probably would have been to just keep going and drive off. And like
and y'all ever seen the story of Benji?
No.
What is his name? The dude from Chicago, the Hooper. That was supposed to be better than everybody. He would have been the best basketball player.
Oh, he ended up getting killed.
Benji Wilson.
Benji Wilson
got killed, though. Yeah. And that's basically how he got killed, though. He had bumped into some dudes, though, and the dude was like, "Oh, man, you going to say what's sorry?" He could have just been like, "My bad," or whatever. He's arguing with his girlfriend, and he just basically kind of ran over a dude on accident that was outside the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have just – the dude was like, "Dang, man, you know, can you say excuse me?" And dude was like, "What the fuck you going to do?" Benji was like, "I ain't saying shit." And he could just been like left it alone and kept arguing with his girlfriend going down the street, and it wouldn't have been no issue.
Right.
And now he dead now. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, same thing, you know. Benji Wilson was off the chain. You got to see that documentary, y'all. Tell anybody to watch that.
Yeah. What year was?
He played with 84. R. Kelly played with him.
Yeah, R. Kelly was playing. He was on the team with things like Nick Anderson.
They were saying that he was going to be better than
anybody ever.
Than like Jordan coming out or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be hearing stories like
No. Did you watch his, like, when they show his highlight record, stuff, though, dude?
Yeah, he was good. He was really
dude,
good.
When you see
for that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At 84?
Like how much he was scoring and shit? Yeah.
Dude, he was like yamming on cats in 84. Like, it's before, like, yamming on cats was like a big deal, though. He was like baseline.
Been yamming on niggas.
No, but not like this is like you would if I took that highlight tape and put it and didn't tell you what year it was, you would have thought it was recent. You would have thought it was recent. You would have thought it was recent.
He was young.
He's 17.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, he was a senior in high school. Yeah,
I
dude.
Seen something about it.
Yeah, dude, it's a 30 for 30. If y'all, it's on Netflix.
Like he like ran the city.
Yeah. Like, dude, we talking about like, he was number one in the country. He was the number one player in the country when he got killed.
What?
Yeah, like he got Nick Anderson to transfer from his school to play with him, just to play with him.
Nick Anderson.
Was transferred from his high school to play with
Nick Anderson didn't come to the league to win about 92?
Nah, late 80s.
Yeah. Nick Anderson.
Yeah, they were saying that.
Yeah, because you think about it, because when did Shaq come in the league?
Shaq was before Nick Anderson.
I think Shaq was a little bit
like 90. 90, yeah.
So Shaq could be around the same age as Benji.
Yeah.
I think Nick Anderson came on the team, came on the Magic before Shaq got there. Nick Anderson's older than Shaq. And Nick Anderson and Benji are the same age. Shaq is not 40 yet. Maybe not 40 yet.
Yes, he is. Yeah, yeah, he's 40. He's like 42.
He's 42?
Yeah.
Let me see. I hadn't looked up Nick Anderson. I think Nick Anderson may be older than him, though.
Nick Anderson got to be older.
That's why I'm like, what, 84? If dude was 80, and 84 Nick Anderson's was 45. 17.
Nick Anderson's 45.
I'm going to say he's the same age as Dennis Johnson. Others,
so. Yeah, Nick Anderson's 45.
Okay.
He'd be 46 next year. And so him and Benji are the same age, though. Benji had, dude, like, if you looked at that Illinois squad, how they was going to be raw, there was going to be Nick Anderson, Kendall Gill, what's it do, Battle. They used to play for
Tony Battle.
And somebody else that was like another NBA. It was like they basically starting five was going to end up being all NBA
players. NBA players.
Yeah, they starting five. And they went to the
Type
final
in
four.
Dude, Benji name you was just saying. Yeah, type Wilson. In his name. Type
it, the funny thing is, though, like they starting, they went to the final four with that squad even without Benji on that team when they were all seniors. Yeah, this is Benji right here. Benji was raw, man. He's the reason that everybody wore that same number as Simeon.
Yeah.
That Derrick Rose and all them had to wear because they wore the same number as him. Like, yeah. The best player on the team get to wear that number. His number.
Okay. He played for Simeon?
Mm-hmm. That's where Simeon. That's where Derrick Rose played too.
To me, he was like kind of like a Penny Hardaway, but fast.
Yeah, and he was taller too. He was like 6'8", 6'9".
I said Penny was 6'7".
Yeah.
17.
At 17, though. Yeah. He still had probably grown maybe to 16. Yeah. He basically was an old boy that for New Orleans. Pelicans, so, whatever they call it now. Basically, he kind of
he was Anthony.
He was like him, Anthony though, Davis. Because he had a big growth spurt like him. Because he was on like 5'11", he said. Came back one summer like 6'10".
Yeah, I might
have to believe
Anthony,
it.
Davis Anthony from Davis, there. They said that's why he said he can move the ball and he move around so fast. So because he was a guard the year before, he just learned how to play center. This is only his third year ever playing center in his life.
Who you talking about?
Anthony Davis. Because he played guard in high school until his senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, 20 Grace Bible would never play. Another cast, Lynn Bias. People talk about Lynn Bias, too. That set back the whole Celtics franchise until Paul Pierce got there. If you look at because that was a number one pick. Think about if you just lost your number one pick and he never played.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, I think they drafted somebody like D. Brown or somebody.
Right, right.
And you know how that worked out. Like, they next three drafts end up being like all white people up till Paul Pierce. They somehow like how Lynn Bias messed up their whole draft until Paul Pierce.
Yeah, they did have a stretch where they wasn't doing
they
shit.
Wasn't getting nobody. And I think they might have drafted Ricky Davis even, I think.
They did. Right. So Ricky Davis in the middle of the game did it between the legs.
Try to get the remember he tried to get a triple double.
They suspended him.
Yeah. He gonna miss on purpose to get a triple double.
Yeah, nah, get a rebound or
something. He tried to miss on purpose to get a triple double.
He went down the court, dog. Like he got
by himself.
He got the rebound, turned around to the basket, threw the ball on the backboard, caught it, and then went down the court. Like that was a rebound.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, so he got he straight had a triple double though.
Triple double. next up, man. Ariel Castro kills himself in jail, man.
Surprise.
I think it's more behind. I'm like, come on, man.
I think so too.
Yeah. Like y'all, this is probably a high profile criminal. You're not just gonna let him just kill somebody.
Like nobody watching.
Yeah, man.
Somebody might have gotten like, here, look here, man. I would suggest you take this belt
right.
And do the Lord's work.
Right,
because you don't want to go in there.
You don't want to go in there. And plus, the thing is, man, I can tell, but you probably want to kill yourself right now, don't you?
He said somebody was trying to bait him like that.
Yeah,
he's like, they going
to
rape the shit out of you in there, though. And they ain't going to let you die either, though.
You know how you got them girls pregnant? Somebody going to get you pregnant.
Somebody going to get you pregnant.
Somebody going to get you pregnant, man, when you go up in there. Plus, you thick, too. Yeah, they going to be on you.
But it was the jail with them dudes from Alabama, though. Like, man, I knew when he came in, he looked cute.
Uh-huh. So I told him, you know, I said, that's my boy, but, you know, don't go too hard with him. You know?
Right.
I said, oh, man, he was really fucking him. Man. I said, yeah, he was fucking him.
He was fucking him.
You know, and the thing is, you know.
He said, I was making love.
Booty is more important than water. A man's butt. More important.
next up, though, intern sues bad boy. This one was kind of fucked up case, though.
That's weird.
Because how you an intern is like we was doing too much work. You an intern.
Trying to sue Puffy now?
Yeah, trying
man,
to sue.
Puffy made people walk to the damn store and get some cheesecake, dog. That's kind of shit you do when you work with Puffy.
When you want to be in that, you do that stuff, though, if you want to be in that industry, though.
Flat out.
And she was like, you know, I should be getting paid, and I should be doing this, this, and this. And I'm going to read the story, though. It was a bad rap. A former intern is suing Sean Diddy Combs' company, claiming Bad Boy Entertainment used her as a regular employee but paid her zilch. Rashida Salam, 26, filed a class action suit Tuesday in Manhattan federal court accusing Bad Boy and parent company Universal Music Group of violating minimum wage laws. I'm not suing for any type of animosity, the City College graduate said Tuesday. I have no animosity against Bad Boy, but I was taken advantage of as far as wages go. I was naive. Salam from Bronzeville, Brooklyn, said Bad Boy had her answer phones, fetch coffee, book trips for Diddy, and prepare expense reports. Fellow unpaid interns rap. Damn, look at her.
She want her money.
Damn, she look like a fat Ronald McDonald.
Oh, man, come on, Daryl. Easy, bro.
Fellow unpaid interns wrapped presents and decorated the office during holidays, Salam said.
Why would they find that picture, though?
Yeah, that's a fucked up picture. That's a fucked up. They probably got off her Instagram or something, though, you know.
But still, man, you can find a good picture of me. You ain't got to get that picture.
You put it up.
Right, but I'm saying
that. But I'm saying, I mean, you put it up. It's not like somebody's like, hey,
you right.
This is the picture of me and Javon at the club, and you turned around. You put this up, selfie.
You right. That is a selfie.
So I'm assuming this is her best shot.
I'm going to put this up.
On my Instagram. They received no training and performed work that paid employees. Man, this whole thing is fucking dumb. Getting fucking coffee and shit and you mad about it and doing errands? That's what a fucking intern does.
Is it another picture of her? And I say, I'm not saying nothing bad about her, but I'm just
she looked totally different on this one.
Yeah, they just putting all pictures. Like, why they putting these huge pictures up, man?
Yeah, this is her and then this one's her.
That's not the same person,
dog. Yes, it
Scroll down.
It is. It is the same one.
Dude, go back.
One, the lighting is just different on this one.
Dude, it's the same one.
Look how drastic that is, dog.
I'm saying.
She got on some makeup and shit, though. Fucked up her shit.
The lighting is just different, Teddy.
Dude, it's the same person, Teddy.
Go down.
Yeah. The same person. Same one, man. Same nose, man.
That looks like a completely different person, dog.
Dude, she only worked for 6 months. Talking about she was taking advantage of. She worked from January 2012 to May 2012.
Probably just write her $1,000 check. All right, here. And just give it to her. I'm saying, like,
but the whole idea that she thinks she entitled to this shit, though. She only worked 3 days a week, too, Javon.
You an intern.
She worked 3 days a week.
Intern. Not.
Dude, you working for Puffy at Bad Boy.
Not sad.
I'm getting in the clubs for free. I'm gonna get bottles for free.
You got, and then you could use that to your advantage. Like, yeah, I work for Puffy. Doing this, then the other, and use it as a stepping stone. I mean, 6 months ain't really a long time to be.
No.
Hey, man, but, talking about. And she only worked 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, that's what he said, though. Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, Doug. You're not even working full time.
Then she says in the last quote, money doesn't mean anything to me, says Salam, who now she may take flack for suing the company that gave her a shot. I'm taking the risk for all the interns out there.
Nah, you're not. You're finna lose this one.
$40 a week. That's how much she's getting paid.
Travel stipend. They gave her a stipend to commute. Yeah, they gave her the money to commute, basically get the train and get back and forth to work. So you don't have to pay. You only got to pay to come to work.
Yeah.
Some interns got to pay for their own gas and shit.
Like, I guess.
If it's not a paid internship, you don't get paid. That's it.
But that's a hookup, though. Them giving me bus fare. That's basically a job giving me bus fare. Like, you only got to worry about is paying, you know, and if you do any traveling for us working wise, we give you the money. You get the click of that Bad Boy.
That's silly. That's straight up silly.
I mean, I ain't the biggest Puffy fan. No, I would be the first to say that. But, I don't get it on this.
Yeah. Well, she'll get over it.
Yeah. She'll get over it, you know. Puffy himself had to work as an intern and had to do that. Everybody that's in the game.
Only Puffy had to do it, probably not to that extent.
Back in the day, I heard them interns used to get ass worked even worse than now.
Wait a minute, Rim.
Rim's just about open the mouth.
Pause.
Oh, man. Oh, easy.
Oh, shit, Rim. God damn.
Easy, bro. Rim. He did open his mouth.
Yeah, let's not take shots at Puffy.
Yeah.
Why not?
He going to hear us and he going to make us interns.
Shit, I'll do it, but not for the $40 a week.
For that gas money?
Yeah, you got
to. You trying to be on Bad Boys of Comedy?
Nah,
that's some work for you to do, bro.
You know what? That is, yeah, if he ever bring that back, I would be a part of that, I'm sure. So, I'm not going to say anything.
Topic we got, Ghetto Fabulous White Yoga Class.
That shit was ridiculous.
That's the name of the class?
They dressed in all like hood clothes. It's all white women.
It was Ghetto Fabulous theme. They had to dress
up as hood as they want to for yoga class.
So did they dress?
They got golds.
They gave out do-rags as souvenirs.
Golds. They had golds in. You know what I'm saying? Wave caps on.
Are they just the class?
Yeah.
It's only one black person.
No, no. How? And she smiled. I don't know how she didn't think this shit wasn't fucking cool. The one black girl, I actually feel sorry. When I see one darky in a situation like that, I always get mad at them more.
Right. They be like.
Like, you motherfucker.
Where is she at? Scroll down.
Yeah, this is the first one. Then
N.W.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's.
Namesake.
No, Namaste.
Namaste with attitude. A ghetto fabulous yoga event. They go to one black girl right there. Bow.
Trying to fit in. Oh, man.
Look at them. They got bandanas.
I mean, basically, all they did was, it's just a theme. You know what I mean? Like, but the thing is, do they do this shit with other people? Like, yeah, we're going to do a Dutch theme. Everybody come in, like, you know, fucking clogs and whatever. We're gonna
it's too normal. It's too normal.
Yeah, like, this girl's skinny as hell, though. No, whoever that is. Yeah, see, like, she putting in platinum grill in her mouth.
Right there. Oh, come on. Nah.
What is it? You think she Indian?
Yeah, I was going to say, she might be Indian. So it might not be a black person.
she might be Indian. You know what? You might be right, though,
Teddy.
She might be Indian.
She might be Indian. So, yeah, well, she gets a pass. But there's no other.
Is she Indian? You think she Indian?
She might be Indian,
though.
Either way, though, man, come on.
He might be black.
Like I said, they don't have a Dutch theme.
No, he's not black, though. He's white. He's definitely white.
They're just throwing up West Side, man. It's not even, you know.
I mean, it's just one of them things that's kind of tacky.
I think they're just in bad taste, for real.
I mean, it ain't nothing to really trip off of. I mean, it's something to trip off of, but it's like,
I don't think it's like, oh my God, that's so racist. Yeah. Like,
I mean, they really didn't.
It's
do
just
anything.
Done in bad taste. It's just bad taste.
I mean, like I said, they didn't really do anything. They just, you know, they gave out a couple of do-rags. It's kind of like they're making fun of the culture. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, actually, no, bad. That's not the last one. Church requests all white people to only attend their church. That's the last one we got.
Is that a black church?
No. Nah. It's a white church. It said church. Only, we only want white people.
Shit, let all white, that's fine.
Yeah, I was like, all that money they losing, right, hey, you know.
Right.
You black people love it.
But what was the caveat to that? Why did they do that? I forget.
It's in North Carolina. Where it's the only white greeters. That's what it is.
That's what it was, white greeters.
They want you to come to church, but only white greeters at the front door.
Yeah,
the
man.
White people are more welcoming. You know, that's they're predisposed to that. You know that.
Only white greeters. What?
Give me a place in the hood that has better customer service than a Walmart
man,
out
for
in
crying out loud,
West
man.
County.
You said,
give me a place in the hood that has better customer service than the Walmart out in West County.
No, none.
Exactly. None. That's why you want all white greeters. I don't blame you, Church in North Carolina.
Freedom House. And it's called Freedom House, too.
Come on, darky.
Freedom House.
Welcome to Freedom.
Get on in here.
You know, y'all might be
sure
right,
you
though.
A good
maybe,
time.
Maybe it's not a bad idea, considering what he said about what you brought up about the Walmart.
Think about it. You always get better customers. You go to customer service in the hood, they mad the motherfucker at their job. Pull up in a drive-thru, what the fuck you want?
It says, hold on, it says, churches often do their best to welcome people, but one North Carolina congregation caused a firestorm when a lead pastor requested only white people to serve as greeters. Carmen Thompson, a member of Freedom House Church, was outraged after receiving an email from Pastor... What? This is a black person.
He's smart. He's
Makita. No, this is a woman. This is a woman. Makita Pennycook. Makita. Ain't no white person named Makita.
I don't know.
Makita.
I don't know no white
Makita,
woman.
I Makita. Never met Makita. You know, Makita is an African
I met a white DeAndre.
I know. That's not an African name. Makita is an African name. That's an African queen name,
she
Makita.
She might be white. She might be from the white part of Africa.
Ain't no white part of Africa.
Yeah. Where's Kyle and I, where the Britons are? Yeah. No,
but that's not Makita.
They might want to do.
Here she go right here. She black. I'd Google her right now.
There.
Yes, this is her right here. Executive Pastor Penny and her Twitter page. I'm going to her Twitter page too. There she goes. Bam.
She want all white.
Penny Cook.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet her and be like, ma'am, I understand.
Right. I don't know.
I understand, ma'am. Sometimes
you know what you're trying to say.
There's nothing more.
Look, okay.
Hey, she married to a white guy. He was like, hey, if you really want to pick up attendance at your church, I have a problem with DeFranco. What is it? DeMalo?
DeMalo?
DeMalo, the greeter. He's not very welcoming.
There's nothing going to be better than some good old white blood at at your front door to welcome
you into the house of Jesus,
the house of God.
Asking people to come
and the
front
thing front. Is, you know, the thing is, the you thing. Know,
we need to name a show that the yeah, thing is.
Right, we got brother Craig Mac. Yeah, he was once a member of the Bad Boy with Puff Daddy. Doesn't pay his interns. That evil Satanist. So it's nothing better than getting you some white blood right at the front door to greet me when I come in. I like feeling white skin on my skin.
I like the way the white gloves match the white skin.
And it's so warm.
Oh, let me finish reading this stuff. It said, asking so, people of color refrain from serving as greeters for the 9 a.m. service. So it's not the late service.
They're even
it's
for today. That's smart. That's smart.
They're not going to be here early anyway.
That's what it's about. That's what it's all about. He was like, I'm tired. Anyway. I'm so tired.
Penny Cook, an African-American, sent the email to a group of church volunteers writing, first impressions matter, and that the congregation won the best of the best in the front doors.
Nothing Damn. Better than white blood.
That's what it is. Like, we had La Quinta. And
she was trying to attempt to attract white worshipers. So this must be an all-black church. They trying to get white people to come in.
They called it
like, they going to trick them after they get in the doors. Like, they ain't going to realize it's all black people.
They got a marketing firm.
Right.
Rip said they got Hennessy in the back. I said, we are continuing to work to bring our racial demographic pendulum back to the midline.
It's called freedom. Freedom
house. She would like to ask that only white people be on the front doors.
Just on the early service, because you know y'all niggas ain't getting up no way.
You're right. You guys aren't going to get there on time. So, you know, we go ahead and make this a every Sunday
thing. I'm tired of y'all
being
absent and only coming to the 10:30 service.
There's nothing better. There's some good old white blood at the front door.
Who doesn't want to be served by a white man?
I do.
I sure do.
White man, white Jesus. You know, why not?
Man, well, that's another dish of Stroud. Low cash, Javon. Let everybody know they get you up at.
I'm wipe my head off with this white cloth.
This white cloth.
Like white T-shirts.
White robes.
The whole church is white.
The pews are white. The white robes shoes are white. The altar is white.
Everything.
All white everything.
White on white. Right, all white now, everything.
Dude, we need to do that as a song.
All white everything.
All white everything.
All white everything. Well, yeah, man. So,
where to catch you up at, Javon?
You can hit me up on Twitter at Javon Bibbs. JOVANBIBBS. Just one word, Javon Bibbs on Twitter and on Instagram. That's my name. And Facebook, follow me.
All right. Rim, where can I hit you up at?
DJ Reminisce 10, the same on Instagram, Twitter, Gmail. All
right.
No C.
60-second marathon, 60 SEC.
Teddy still won't answer y'all.
THOA. If somebody writes me, I'll respond.
Okay.
That's how I go.
All right.
Daryl?
Hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter. Also, hit us up at Straight OLC on Twitter. Earlier, though, Javon, I forgot to let everybody know, though, people have been buying their headphones. We got some people that bought headphones.
For real?
Tweet Audio.
Okay, dope.
So, people been buying, so definitely go to tweetaudio.com. Put in that code SOLC, 33% off your headphones. You in there. Free shipping. You can't
free
beat.
Shipping.
You cannot beat free shipping.
Lifetime.
It'll come in
lifetime.
An all-white box.
All white.
All white headphones. They got white headphones too.
Right.
I wanted this church's zone to get
they'll
them.
They'll let you wear those
you
in
need
the
to
church.
Send, that's the tweet I'm gonna send her. Like, hey, we got all white headphones.
You would let them wear those in the church for your white members. Listen to your sermon over their all white iPad.
Not the all white iPad.
Keys is white.
Hit us up on our voicemail as well. Keep hitting this up on that. Let me get that up again. Pull that up. Our voicemail is 641-715-3900, extension 870-425. Keep giving us all. Thank you for everybody giving us some more iTunes reviews. Thank you for all those. Keep hitting us up with those. Stitcher Radio, we moving on up on Stitcher too. We coming hard. Definitely appreciate everybody. Javon, you think about anybody you're going to try to have for your first comedy show?
Yeah, well, I'm going to rap with a couple of my homeboys.
People been emailing like, when Javon going to drop his... It's a comedy show.
So. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we got some stuff playing, man.
Yeah,
so just
yeah,
stay
yeah.
tuned.
So, me and Teddy working on stuff for ours, and then Rim, he's got to do his mix. He ain't nothing. So, everybody, keep it rolling. We'll be back next week. We actually going to have some good shows coming up. We got Tim from Sweetie Pies coming on soon.
Okay.
We got Selena J coming
Two.
On. We got Kevin Johnson
three
coming from the paper though. So those are the next few shows that we'll be having coming out soon. Guests are already locked in. So we got some stuff coming up though for people though. Somebody's trying to get me to get Pretty Tony on the show from the stripper song though. Too.
Keep saying it.
We gotta do it. Well, we could work on getting him on here.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want him on here though?
Yeah.
Keep saying it.
Why is that?
Just cause. I mean,
I was thinking about. I was just like, you know, I kind of we want to have people on here. We kind of support. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I'm saying I support that song. I like that
so,
song.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then now we got somebody supporting it, so yeah, we can bring him on. But we'll be back next week. Straight out of low cash.